President Asif Zardari's formal approval of the deal for Islamic law in the Malakand area brought swift praise from regional lawmakers and mediators who first signed off on the agreement in February. Amir Izzat, a spokesman for hardline cleric and former militant Sufi Muhammad, who acts as the mediator between Taliban forces and the government, said the signed deal would soon lead to peace in the troubled Swat Valley. He says with this announcement, many fighters have already put down their weapons. He says when the courts begin to fully function, all of the armed men will put down their weapons and start to live a normal life. U.S. officials and Pakistani human rights activists have expressed concern about the arrangement since it was first tentatively implemented, arguing it sanctions the Taliban's growing influence in the Northwest, further erodes government authority, and undermines basic rights for people living in the region. Army analyst and retired general Talat Masood said after the government failed to militarily defeat the Swat Taliban during the past year, the militants effectively forced officials into accepting a deal on their terms.
They had an upper hand, and they dictated the terms, the entire terms of this agreement. So it is a complete capitulation on the part of the government and the part of the full establishment of Pakistan.
Masood said the people of Swat have welcomed the deal, largely because they believe it is one of their last hopes for peace in the region. Parliament lawmakers unanimously approved a resolution backing the measure on Monday, despite some members' earlier criticism. Fears that the Taliban will now use Malakand Division and the Swat Valley as a power base to extend their reach increased last week when militants attacked local forces in Bunair, a neighboring district. Information Minister Qamarzaman Khairat told reporters in Islamabad Tuesday that with the Malakand peace agreement signed, officials hope militants in Bunair will stop fighting. He also defended the peace deal as a component of a larger ideological standoff with the Taliban. He says we hope the situation in Bunair will improve in the days to come. He says the struggle is much broader because the government is fighting the mindset of the militants. He says that mindset is prevalent in every village of Pakistan. For now, officials are waiting to see if Taliban fighters follow through on pledges to lay down their weapons. Minister Khaira said if they do not, the government will take action. Swat mediator Sufi Muhammad told a private Pakistani TV channel that he expected militants will honor their pledges. As for Bunair, he claimed the militants there are in fact locals, and once Islamic law is implemented, they will put down their weapons and return to their homes. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.